everybody out there. I'm Rick Dancer. If you live in Broadwater County, you're probably feeling the same way that I'm feeling. I'm mad as hell, and I don't know what to do about it. Our tax statements came out yesterday. I'm going to do something real quick here so I can share this with our friends in on other platforms. So we're going to go in here. We're airing this just on our Montana outfit, on That Montana Life, and we're also going to push this over to the Townsend page as well. See if I can find them. I think they are that one. And I think that's them. All right, so hopefully some of you folks in Townsend can hear this too. So a lot of us got our little bills, our little tax notices yesterday, and we noticed, in my case, my taxes from when I bought my home to now, which is a year and a half, doubled, way over the top. And I got a lot of questions. I put phone calls out to all the county commissioners today. Deborah Randolph did call me back, left a message, but she's over in another part of the state right now and could only talk to me right now. But I wanted to have this conversation with you first. Our show is sponsored by Fairway Independent Mortgage out of Helena. They can help you with any of your mortgage and lending needs. Greg is big on civil liberties and people having a conversation, and that's what I'm all about as well. So we're happy to have him as a sponsor on this. If you are on the Townsend page, this is only airing on That Montana Life and on the Townsend Montana page, because this is about Broadwater County. If you live in Three Forks, you probably got the same notice. But anyway, our tax notices came out. People are pretty upset about this. I'm pretty upset about this. Trying to get answers, trying to find out why in the hell property values go from, double and triple in 1 year, and nobody seems to have a lot of answers. So Broadwater County News has been covering this for a long time, has a lot more knowledge than I do about this. So I invited Tim to come on. He's the publisher, owner. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good evening, Rick.
So Tim, start, I don't even know where to begin with this. I find it just appalling that my wife and I are both saying, how do you in 1 year come up with this? And I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that bother me about it, but kind of start us with how did we get here?
Well, I guess I can go back several years, but in the time constraints that we have for getting the message out to the people, I think it's really important to just go back to the beginning of this taxing cycle and this fiscal year for not only the state of Montana, but Broadwater County.
Because this is happening all over Montana.
And this is covers the entire state of Montana, where this has been coming from and where this goes. We had Governor Gianforte here in Townsend here a few weeks ago that talked about the surplus that was generated in taxes and other revenues that was turned around and refunded through the legislature back to the people of Montana. We're not really certain really if that was truly tax revenue or if that was actually coming from the COVID funding that was generated from the federal government with that check that was written several years ago. There are so many layers to that. As a news organization, we spent a lot of time trying to dig to the bottom of that information without getting any success in many areas. For the biggest part, right here in Broadwater County, we have a tax assessor's office that's basically an office of the state of Montana Department of Revenue. Okay, their job is to do this taxation for the county government as well as the state government, because that's where the assessment process really kind of rests. When you talk to county commissioners who are the executives of this county or all 56 counties, they are responsible for making those adjustments. What happened in the early part of this assessment process is we went to the office to find out exactly how that process works in accordance with the law. Of course, there are laws in Montana that regulate that. Well, the office here in Townsend had zero answers. They're paid for a public office, but there were zero answers. We were referred to a supervisor in Bozeman. That supervisor in Bozeman that covers this area was unable to respond. We were referred to a supervisor in Helena that is also responsible for this area, and we never got really an honest response, no return calls. So we continued to dig. We went to several multiple meetings by the county, put on by the Department of Revenue, looking for those answers on how this process works and how the people are actually afforded a seat at the table in this process. And honestly, Rick, it came down to the point where this process was really, I would almost say, convoluted at best, and very, very much so unaccountable to the people of Montana.
So you get that. We keep hearing the excuse is that, well, all these people like me are moving here and the property values went up. But in 1 year, everybody's reassessed at one time. And I mean, why not make this like a gradual thing for people to do? It's like, that's what they have no explanation for, right?
Exactly. The shock sticker, if you will, that happened this year began with the assessments. And of course, the people were told that, you know, that assessment process was only an assessment. And one of the officials with Department of Revenue said, oh, that's just an estimate. It really doesn't really count. But how the hell can it not count if it's actually being
mine's
used?
Exactly the same
paper that you got in your hand.
Exactly. Mine's exactly the same that with the one they said that didn't count is the one that they're putting on.
Exactly. And so we continue to ask the question here at the local level, because that's our best opportunity as citizens to find out where the truth is and to ask those questions. But when those doors, if you will, are not opened to the transparency and the accountability that we the people need, that becomes a problematic for the people. And it really does venture into even another layer of problems with, for example, the news. We are unable to get that information because the people aren't available or refuse to be available.
So can you explain, I'm from Oregon. So what is this mills, 95 mills and 79.9 mills? I know what they're doing here, but what does that come from? We don't have that I know of.
Well, as far as we can go back, I mean, you've got to go back a lot of years in order to see where that started. It was a legislative process that began to make a formula, if you will, for funding education. And when we got into that in the beginning, that 95 mil threshold, if you will, was the happy medium that officials, if you will, chose to go with. The citizens were given that 95 mil assessment, if you will, for education, which goes into right now probably close to 50% of the taxes being collected on each one of the properties. Again, there's lots of layers here, and I'm going to probably get in trouble by not excluding one little snippet of that process, because it is so hard to follow for even those of us that are looking at this every day, trying to get it put into layman's terms. The 95 mils really has been the standard. The minimum that has been allowed by the legislative process, there's an exact number, but we'll just round it to 78 mils. Okay, that is the funding that goes into the education system. Now we have here in Townsend, I mean, it's completely just unfathomable what's really going on, because we have a new $1 million school. We have teachers that are still crying for actually being paid the amount that they need to be paid to keep their jobs. We have students that are exodus from the public schools because of the quality is being questioned, and yet the taxes continue to keep going up. Right now, this whole thing is upside down. Yesterday, Broadwater County Commissioners had at their agenda the county treasurer to talk about these taxes and where they're at. She never showed up.
So the day that this stuff is going out to every property owner in Broadwater County, the treasurer doesn't even show up at the meeting.
Never showed up on the agenda to discuss taxes with the citizens and the commission, and she was not there. And later in the meeting, the excuse was that she was too busy preparing for these tax notices that you got in the mail today.
So one of the things I found highly offensive was the letter that came from the commissioners, all three of them, that accompanied this. And there's, you might be able to explain this to me better, but there's, so right now there's some kind of court, the case is before the Supreme Court, is that right?
Yes.
So what is, so they're trying to figure out whether it's going to be 77.9 mils or the 95. And obviously the 95 is more money for each of us property owners, the 77 is less. So until that gets settled, this note says, as I read it, and you got it too, but as I read it, it's saying, okay, so what we want to do is make this as easy as possible. And we're, and these are my own words, but basically, so we're going to charge you the full amount as if this is what it's going to be in case this doesn't win in court to get you the 77. So we're going to do that as a favor to you so that we'll keep your money so that we don't have to come back and ask for more. But me as a citizen, I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's my money you're making interest off of that I could be making interest off of. You're not doing me a favor. You're taking my money and holding it. And then if this court case goes sour, then you're going to have your payment. But I think the better thing to do, the kinder thing to do to the people of the county is assume the lesser. And then if we have to go back and pay, then that's going to be painful too. But you're not getting that interest that I could be getting on that money. You're getting it. I think it's, that was the most offensive thing to me and my wife. We read that and we're just going, what a bunch of horse crap. I mean, that's just amazing to me.
You know, I agree. And one of the things in the last several, I'm going to almost say several months, our county attorney, Corey Swanson, here in Broadwater County, has been briefing the county commissioners on this legal action that's pending. And that has driven a complete turmoil in the local government accounting process. Because, again, you know, the whole idea of collecting, putting it in the banks, having it for a reserve, just in case as a fallback safeguard, is really, you know, taxation in many ways by historic standards, taxation without representation. Here's where I think where we're really heading into a slippery slope, if you will, which is we, the people of Broadwater County, need to be informed of these processes in full. Again, I go back and refer to my efforts to talk to Department of Revenue and get these facts and get the information so that the people knew ahead of the time what's really going on here. And that has been so difficult because I really don't know who's responsible even to this day, other than it is the local government that is the ultimate authority on the taxation figures that come from the people.
Well, it feels like they're flying by the seat of their pants and we're paying for it.
Absolutely. You know, let's take and just take a shot with luck and see if it comes out our way. I know the county attorney did state animately at one of the meetings that, you know, the county is total disagreement with the multiple school districts that have filed this action and are complaining that the money isn't there. Now, understandable, like I said earlier, the schools are always looking for more money. There was one time it was said it would be a great day when this branch of government has enough money and the fish and game has to have a bake sale to generate for a new pickup. But here we are with this taxation continually rising without a true answer of why it's going such a rate.
Well, okay, so lack of money, 56.02% of my tax levy is going to the schools. So 56%. And then I've talked to other people. They said theirs was 54 and 52 or something, all these differences, which I don't understand why it's not the same for everybody, but it's like 56%. And yes. I don't have any kids in school, which I do believe that it's my responsibility to help with education, not necessarily public, but with education in Montana, because I live here and I want our kids to do well. But 56%, and I would tell you, but I don't want people coming after me because I know how they are, how much money that is, but it's a huge chunk of change. Let me ask you some other things. I think this is kind of interesting too. What is permissive medical? Because I'm paying $198 for a year for permissive medical, and group health is $127. I don't even know what that is.
You know, again, this comes back to the accounting side of our local government, which, you know, by statute, there's a lot of these programs that are funded by either state or federal programs. But here in Broadwater County, I can use this as an example, it's been stated openly that Broadwater County has the Cadillac insurance program in the state of Montana. And so when you have that, that is part of the, I guess you could say, stipend that attracts employees to come to Broadwater County and retain those employees.
So that's me paying for their health care?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any idea what the last item on mine is? Equalization variant. And it's $161.73. And I looked it up online. I tried to figure it out. There's nothing that says anything else, but what the hell is an equalization variant? I have a feeling this is like, hey, in case we didn't ask for enough, here's a little.
This is another one of those catch-all programs that has been developed in government annals, if you will, that if we don't really have an answer for how we need to cover this expense, we'll just call it an equalization process. You know, equality and equity in taxation has always been a point of contention in this country since its beginning. And here we have, again, when you have a situation in taxation where the law does not quite clearly define the purpose and or intent of that, then the catch-all gets thrown in there. It's used across the judicial standards and rules of procedure. So in this particular case, I also looked into what is that really mean. And guess what? I couldn't find really the true answer other than, you know, dictionary forms of the, you know, the term. And then you get into, I made a call to the office to see if there was an answer, and no return call.
So again, so folks, I did, Debbie Randolph did return my call and offered to talk to me tonight, but I already had this scheduled. So I'd be happy to put her on a show next week if she wants to come on and explain the other side of it. So far, if the newspaper can't get the information, I'm not sure that I'm going to get it.
One real quick thing. My phone has been ringing off the hook, Rick, with people asking me to help get this information out. And I attended a meeting yesterday again, like I said, that I was hoping that we were able to get some of that happen. And the people just do not really understand why or
how. I don't understand why.
And I'm at a loss in some ways, but I'm going to continue doing the best I can to gather that information so that the people can be afforded the actual constitutional right to know, which is guaranteed under Article 2.
So you went to a meeting today and tried to get information. What happened with that?
This is all part of getting that information to the people of Broadwater County, which Broadwater County is going to finally go through a process of choosing the quote unquote paper of record. That is where all public notices and legal notices are published. Right now, currently, that goes to the independent record. If you don't get that paper, you never see a lot of that stuff. The two papers that are of record here in Broadwater County will now have an opportunity to publish those rights or those notices if they are awarded that contract. And this is decided internally by Broadwater County officials.
So someone on the Facebook page is commenting on here saying, that school levy at 55% is robbery. Actually, for me, it's 56%. I don't know if other people's is different. The reassessed buildings and any small outbuildings and added additional tax for what reason? My buildings didn't grow in size and didn't add anything. I guess for me, the other thing that's kind of concerned, okay, there's another one on here I want to just bring up. is the garbage fee, the dump. To use the dump is now $185. It was, I think, $125. And according to people that I've talked with in the know, they said there's still a number of people who are still being assessed $125, not $185.
And again, that,
what
that
if they just got all this? I mean, I've even heard there's houses that aren't even, haven't been taxed for years. It's like, why not get everything fair so everybody's paying their share and not jacking this thing where people like myself and others are paying twice and triple? Because, you know, and I know some people just don't care, but you're making this so that families in this community, I saw a Facebook page thing that made me want to cry. This lady, she's been told she has to go get her family inheritance, that they're not even dead yet. And that's the only way she's going to be able to afford a home. And Townsend and Broadwater County was one of the more affordable places to come, which is why we came here, because the taxes were not that high. Now you might as well be in Bozeman.
Yes. You know, I had one person contact me and said, well, my house is really in dire need of some work to make sure that it's safe for my family. I haven't been able to afford to do some of the things that I need to do to upkeep the things that I need. My lawn has died, and yet now my taxes have doubled. And so how am I going to even stay here? And housing in Broadwater County is at a dire crisis level right now.
And this will sure help.
and so here we are. I continue asking these questions, looking for those answers for the people to know what's really going on. And it's a challenge. There's no two ways about it.
So what most concerns you about this?
Lack of accountability.
On the part of our elected officials?
The legislature, not as much as our local government. And the reason I say that is because, again, we go to looking for information. You file a Freedom of Information Act just to get information on what's going on behind the curtain, and you still don't get a response. There's where the lack of accountability comes to the surface in a huge way. And again, myself, those that are watching this from the side of local government are probably shaking their heads, but that's okay, because they know I have been on this seeking the truth based on facts for a long time here in Broadwater County. And that is absolutely imperative for the people to have a true seat at the table in this taxation without representation process.
What's so frustrating, and we see this all over the country, is, you know, it is we the people, and you work for us. The county commissioners, the treasurer, all those people, they work for the people of Montana. And they better remember that, because right now, I think there has to have been a better way of implementing this than to come in and all of a sudden in 1 year, double it up and throw this at people. And then in the same breath, we hear people, you know, from the top, you know, and I'm not talking about county commissioner, anything like that, but we hear all this kind of stuff about, oh, we really have to take care of people in our town and blah, blah, blah. I think you've taken care of them all right.
One of the things that is really relevant right now in our local government, and we had a discussion where tax increment financing district, which allows for funding to go into development and economic development for individual businesses getting into that district. Okay. That was all passed yesterday at the county commission meeting, but there was no figures financially offered in that. When we asked why those figures are not part of that resolution that was adopted, we were told that the treasurer would be editing that resolution and adding those figures at a later date. Well, how in the hell can those people know what's really going on if you don't have the dollar amounts? It just continues to domino through the process of, you have $500,000 in claims going through the county commission every other week, at least on an average. And so what is that money going to?
So you approve a district and you don't know how much that's going to cost the county?
That's because our treasurer is still in the process of making adjustments for the new tax levy.
So wouldn't you just wait
on the mill levy values?
So wouldn't you wait until that's all settled, come in with a figure, and then decide whether or not this is going to have a positive or negative impact on Broadwater County?
That would be putting the cart behind the horse where it should be. I don't know how else to put it. When you have the cart in front of the horse, you come forward at a later date, and then you try to get the horse reined in and put him back in front where he's supposed to be.
I know I'm not supposed to do this, but this is starting to sound a lot like Oregon, where we create laws. And I was a news guy for 30 years. We create laws and have no money to pay for them. And then they get stuck in the courts, and we waste county and city taxpayer dollars fighting them in court when they never should have been on the ballot in the first place because they didn't have a figure with them.
One of our past commissioners just not very long ago stated in a public meeting, he says, if it was not for the grants, this county would not exist. So the high dependency on the grant gods to operate our services needed by the citizens of this county is completely, and I mean completely, out of control.
I was talking to somebody, and I won't say who, obviously, but they were emailing back, and in big, bold print, it said, there are no grant gods. It's like, you know, and I thought, you know, I think we've become so dependent on this kind of thing that we, you know, I mean, in a perfect world, and again, I haven't talked to them, but I've made my phone calls, and I haven't talked to them yet, but it seems to me that if you saw this coming, I mean, not a warning that says, hey, look, your taxes, this is what there might be, but there'll probably be less than that. But why not usher this in over a period of time? Because you already spent the money on hiring people, or because there's, you know, I mean, all of us out here in Little Townsend Land, in the Broadway County Minions, we are tightening our belts because we see inflation is high, gas prices coming down a little bit, but still too high. The stock market's going up and down. We're at the edge of World War III. All of us are nervous. People are tightening up just a little bit. You still can't, you know, bread and butter still can't stay open all the time because they can't get enough employees in there. And that goes down every single business probably in town.
Every business.
So everybody's tightening up. And so if you knew that this was coming, why not do what's right for the people since it's our money and ease this program in? And I'm talking as a state of Montana, because your values went up. Well, so there's some hellfire reason you have to do this to the people right now, all in 1 year. I mean, that's what seems unfair. And then for Broadwater County to send out a note like that, that makes it look like, oh, we're doing you a favor so we don't have to come back and ask you for more money. So we're going to hold your money on our own. Bullshit.
Rick, shut up and pay your taxes.
Never. That's what, did you see this?
And that's why we're here having this discussion.
You said you're trying to make sense of this. Best to just stay confused. I think it's time. Somebody on here, I think the same user said, what about a public forum? Maybe that's what needs to happen. Is there needs to be a public forum in this county?
I think that would be a good idea.
Right, to kind of get this out in the open. And you know, it's a small town, and you got lots of people here, but a lot of people are going to be hurting. And after this, I mean, you want to see a big drop in the economy in this community and in Broadwater County? This is going to cause it. This is going to cause a lot of...
There's going to be a hit. There's no doubt about it.
Yep, and there's going to be a lot of very... The thing that bothers me the most about this is the hopelessness that this now instills in people. They're already nervous. They're already uncomfortable. They're not sure. They feel like this was the last place they could come. They couldn't afford Gallatin County. They couldn't afford Lewis and Clark. They came to Townsend hoping this would be the place. And what do? We offer to hold their money until the courts decide what's going to go on with their tax dollars. Thank you so much. That is so bold and beautiful of you to hold. I appreciate you being my first national bank.
Don't be afraid to seek truth at the cost of whatever it takes, because that's how our country was formed. And we not only have to continue doing that. I thank you for helping get that job done, Rick. I mean, it's so important for the people to know what's going on before the hammer gets dropped.
Do all the commissioners live in Broadwater County? I'm sure they do, don't they?
Yes.
Okay. So here's where we end the discussion. Again, if the county commissioners want to come on and explain this to me, or the treasurer or something, or to all of us, that's fine. I'd be open to this. It wasn't going to work out tonight. because only one of them called me back. But if that they want to come on and explain it, I'm more than happy to give them time and do that. My biggest concern is that people just understand that we all feel this. This is not, and I'm a newbie here. Yeah, I'm a new guy. And you know what? Don't anybody come on my page and tell me how I'm the guy that the reason this is all happening. You know, the place is going to grow. The town is going to be bigger. And you got to be part of the planning process. Don't just let some elected officials go in and do this thing.
And that's one of the things I want to follow up there, Rick, is just like you said, you're welcoming that discussion to be held on your show. My door has consistently been open since day one of this newspaper. And I want to make sure that message goes out to have that discussion. Because if we don't have the discussion, the people don't know what's really going on. And it's my job to get that out to the information people that needed to continue moving forward. And I'll do my best. I can do that.
And you guys, this is your town. It's your county. I mean, nobody gets to tell you how it has to be done. It's your county. You elect people. So what I hope people learn out of this is when you pass a levy or something big that costs $20 million, there's a price tag and there is a cost and it comes back to haunt you. And who you elect also will determine whether you have a savings account or they have your savings account. So you have to be involved in this process. And you are too small of a town. You're too valuable. You got too many great assets. You got too many amazing people here to let this this lack of information and communication between you and them get in the way. So I'd be my recommendation is give them a call. The numbers are all right there on your sheet, and I couldn't get through to one of them today because I think they had a lot of voicemails. But voice your opinion and be nice. Do not call up and start screaming at them and calling them names. That's not what you do. When you do this kind of thing, you got to call up and you got to be kind and say, why are you doing it? Can you give me a reason? And ask the questions that you have, but don't make accusations. Right. Don't yell at them because that gets nowhere. They just have to know, but you have to use your voice to do that and let people know that, this is unacceptable, and we're not going to do this.
We the people, and the world is run by those who show up.
Yep. And so find a way to make yourself heard. And, you know, and if it makes you angry, join the club. This isn't what any of us signed up for, to have your property taxes in 1 year double or triple. I heard one guy in a conversation with somebody that, you know, and I don't know how much property he has, but his increase was $11,000. The increase, not his tax, the increase. That is just unbelievable in 1 year. And then you think about the poor retired people who are just hanging on and their property. And, you know, if you're on a fixed income, where are you going to get that money? Are we going to go, I know. The grant gods. Everything comes from the grant gods. Well, guess what? There are no grant gods. It's up to us. But the same thing is true. There's no other voice but yours. So go use it. Tim, thank you for joining me. And Tim will have much more on this in the written words so you can go back and read it for yourself in the Broadwater County News tomorrow. It hits the stands tomorrow, and it'll be all spelled out there for you. So you... because it's hard to remember what we were talking about. And then, you know, have your own questions. Go through your bill and say, what is that for? You know, what am I paying for? I want to know what I'm paying for. Why am I paying $185 for to dump my stuff when some people might be paying $125? Maybe it should be $150 and make sure everybody's at the same level or something. I don't know. It's our town. I guess we can come up with creative options, can't we?
Equity is essential in taxation, according to history.
Well, we'll see what happens. Tim, again, thanks for what you do. We'll talk with you later, buddy.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. All right, you guys. So if that answers some of your questions, good. You know, and I think you need to take this to your legislator, too, because this starts up there. You know, I mean, everybody's going to be tossing the buck, I'm sure. You know, oh, well, if they would have done it, they would have done their job. And we're too smart for that. We're the people of Montana. We're not going to fall for that. So if you're a leader, then you got to lead. And if you're a leader, you got to answer the questions of your people. And we are your people. And we put you there, and we can not let you stay there. That's another option too. So write your legislators, find out what's going on. Write the governor and say, hey, yeah, thanks for the tax break. You gave me $600 and some in a tax break, and then you charged me thousands of dollars more in property taxes. That's a really great fair trade. Yeah, I really appreciate that little $600 check when you're asking me for another, what, thousands of dollars later. That's just BS, political BS. All right, Broadwater County, thanks for putting up with me. And share this on your page so other people can see it and understand. You know, there's just, I'm telling you, from an outsider's point of view, you got too much here to let this destroy it. I guess what I'm trying to say is you're worth fighting for. You really are. Your little town is worth fighting for. And it doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. You're given a voice by God, and you're given the ability to use it. Your biggest enemy is not the county, it's not the state, it's apathy. And when you don't pay attention, and you don't show up for meetings, and you don't ask the questions that you want to ask because you're afraid your neighbors won't like you, that's your enemy. Because guess what? Everybody's not going to like your opinion. Trust me, I've lived my life that way. But if you don't voice it, and you smell something and it smells like poop, and you start telling everybody, no, that's roses, it's poop. Just because you say it's roses doesn't make it not poop. It's time to get some shovels out and get rid of some of the poop. Good night.